One of the things that most struck me later in life is the fact that my dad was so supportive of this that he discerned in me and my brothers this great love of adventure and being outside. I think when I was just early high school, perhaps, yes, or late junior high, yeah, that he took us to the Boundary Waters canoe area for a wilderness trip. And I've since realized what a sacrifice this was for him, because my dad is not a natural outdoors person in that sense. And for him to take three of his young sons with very little experience on this wilderness trip was quite a gift to me.
It's a joy when, as a parent, many of you will experience this, you learn so much from your children. I have a love for the natural world now that I really didn't have earlier, and a lot of that is due to Jonathan. His infectious love of the natural world just became something that was built into my life that I've now been able to explore, especially through photography with my wife.
My love of the natural world led me to study wildlife biology for my graduate degree. And it was a joy to be able to talk things over with my dad then that I was learning. And it was, I think, at that time that the seeds for this book were planted, as we began to talk what it meant to be a Christian living in this created world and thinking about our responsibilities for it.
This project has been a joy for me, certainly one of the highlights of my whole academic career, to write a book, to engage in a project with my son, who knows more about this than I do, so I'm really riding on his coattails here. But it's been a joy to collaborate on this project, to think together about what it means to be a Christian living in this created world. And we hope that what we've discovered might be something that will be of benefit to a lot of you as well.